Hi, Bling.
This is Minzy. Welcome to another episode of
K-Obsession.
In this episode, we will be talking about BAP's new single, Power.
It was released on 27th of April, and it's already achieved 10th on Billboard World Album Chart. They're doing pretty well on iTunes stores in Canada and US, and they beat big Hollywood artists such as Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Yeah, which is very, very impressive. The story of the MV starts where their alien ship actually crashes into Earth and the BAP members get freed and walk onto the Earth to give strength and power to the people who are oppressed. So I actually got this story from the lyrics that they talk about. They talk about how money takes over the world and how rich people get stronger and the weak actually die. And through the lyrics, they actually tell the people who are oppressed to follow them, to empower them. So the whole story is how they would empower the youth and they would give them strength and courage to stand up for themselves.
Mm. They also mentioned about injustice happening and they mentioned the word stop a lot. So they're there to stop the injustice and they've got the power. The lyrics of the song actually kind of reminds me of the music video concept of Big Bang Fantastic Baby.
Yeah.
Because it's about the rebellion against the dictatorship, and at first it might seem like an impossible task, but they've actually managed to
conquer the world with their music.
Yeah, but the only difference in here is in Big Bang you can actually see the other opposition side.
Yeah.
But in their music video it's just you can't see the opposing side.
Yes, exactly. And one more similarity I can actually draw from Big Bang is the scene in BAP's MV where they're dancing in front of the alien ship wreckage is actually very similar. Like the desert scenery is very similar to Big Bang's song Love Song, where they're walking through the desert and there's car wreckages everywhere, and at the end where the car falls down and there's like a blast or whatever. I thought that was very similar to Big Bang's MV as well. So it kind of tells you that TS Entertainment are actually spending big money on BAP. Because, I mean, Big Bang are one of the really big artists in YG.
And they're from YG, and YG do spend quite a bit of money.
Yeah,
for their
so
artists.
It just gives you kind of like an idea of how much they're giving BAP.
Yeah, they've also got quite a lot of sets in their music video, and I thought it was pretty impressive. My favorite one is the bit where they were dancing, and the background was the wreckage of the alien ship.
Yeah. Most MVs these days are very CGI influenced, and this music video, the ship wreckage was actually built and the boys were dancing in front of the ship wreckage. So even though some of it was CGI, most of it was actually real. So most of the sets, so like the alien, the ship and the smoke and how it goes down and stuff, those sets are real, and again shows you how involved the staff were in making this MV happen.
Yeah.
So it was brilliant to see.
The dancers in the music video is very powerful, very synchronized and very aggressive as well.
Yeah.
And they danced throughout the music video. There was not one bit where they just stop and kind of stare at the camera.
It
just
was very,
very, very powerful.
Yeah, definitely.
And they did jump a lot in the music video.
Yeah.
There's no one significant or signature dance to it because there's a lot of dances. But my favorite bit has to be the dance during the chorus where they say, we've got the power.
I've got the power, yeah. That was a really, really cool dance. And some of my favorite were the water dance when they were in the water and the spray dance. I think most girls I know, as soon as the spray dance came on, everyone was like, oh, I'm melting my seed. It was just so cool. It was like the epicness of cool, that spray dance. And right after the section of the spray dance, the section where it says, bomb, bomb, follow me, the way they turn around and like face away from the camera, it's a very challenging and provocative move to try and tell the other people, I've got the power, I'm confident in myself and I'm going to conquer the world. And it's a very like challenging kind
of
move.
I think their attitude is a bit like the attitude that people have during the street dance.
Yes, yeah, so they definitely have attitude. It was brilliant, loved it.
Moving on to the fashion of the music video, I especially really, really like the silver trench coat that Bang Young-guk wear. It looks like the lining of a raincoat, but it's very futuristic and it looks very cool.
Yeah, very silver. And most of the outfits in this music video were very dark. There was a lot of black, there was a lot of leather, accents of red. There was a lot of metal and like studs. It was very edgy.
Yeah, yeah, it's very hip hop dressing.
I think it was a mixture between very hip hop related and very edgy with the studs and the metal. And all members actually had sprayed on tattoos that made them look extra badass, which was like, love it.
There's quite a lot of English in the music video, such as Stop, We've Got the Power, I've Got the Power, and then Warning. Everyone say Hate You, one more say, and then Follow Me, One Shot, Two Shot, Three Shot, Four Shots, and Move the Crowd Action. I think it all fits in with the concept of the music video and the concept of the lyrics where they're rebelling.
Yeah, the English was definitely well used in the music video. I think one thing that I'd have to pick on, Bang Jungkook, I'm really sorry to say that I love you, but when you say one more say, it doesn't actually make sense. Maybe one more time or once again or something, but when you say one more say, hate you, it kind of is not English. I'm sorry, I really love you.
Yeah. I think that some of the lyrics in this song is very, very catchy. Like for me, I personally like Ani Ania, and Negawaso, and We've Got the Power.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite catchy lyrics in the music video.
I think the song is very, very catchy. I mean, if you listen to the song, it's catchy and you want to listen to it again. If you watch the music video, because how visually appealing it is, you'd want to watch it again. I think they've done a brilliant job. They were very aggressive with Warrior and they've shown a completely different image. They've come back and they look very different to the first time we've seen them, where they were all blonde and now they all look different. And even when they look all different, you can see their personality through the actual music video. So we really, really enjoyed this music video and we definitely recommend you watching it.
Yeah, definitely. Because even though they're rookie, their standard is just really, really high. And we're really, really impressed with whatever they come up with so far. There's only been two music videos that we've seen from them.
Yeah.
But both of them was absolutely epic.
Yeah, we were very impressed with both of them. We're actually going to put a link to the MV in the description box. So if you want to go and check out the MV we were talking about, please feel free to do so. And please click like to show your appreciation for BAP.
And you can also check out all our other music reviews and our weekly roundup on our blog, which is kobsession.blogspot.com.
Or on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/kobsession.
Or on our YouTube channel, which is www.youtube.com/kobsession.
Yeah. Please be sure to subscribe, like, leave us a comment. We would love to hear from you. We want more support from you guys to be able to make even more videos.
Yeah, you can make any suggestion or any music video that you want us to review.
Yeah. So until next time, take care. Have fun watching BAP. And enjoy.
Annyeong.
Bye.